Today in the Inyan of the Isha Shunamis, we went through the whole Tchias HaMeisim, and L'maisa we came out that the child, Davke, was left weak, where Reb Chaim explained, Kumisiyas B'neich, the child was Davke left weak, so that he should always remember the Tchias HaMeisim. You know, I just told the Olam over in Shul recently, with Rebel Yashiv, a very similar idea. Moshe Rabbeinu is a kvad peil kvad loshen. Moshe Rabbeinu had an impediment in his speech. He had a stutter. He had a difficulty communicating. Rebel Lazer Silber used to say for a joke. He said that if Moshe Rabbeinu came to America, he couldn't get a job as a rov, because in Rebel Lazer Silber, you know. Especially in those days, when Reb Moshe came to America, the main thing was how the rabbi speaks. You get what he's saying? Didn't need much content. Flowery, you know, charismatic, communicative. So Moshe Rabbeinu would have had a problem getting a job. It's obvious, that question is obvious. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu had an impediment? I mean, he was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla. Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. They weren't even B'nei Agoyla. They were Gulim. They were redeemed. He brought down the Torah and Hashemayim. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the most electrifying speaker? No, Maritz. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Av HaNevi'im. The father of the prophets, the Av HaNevi'im, couldn't speak well. There's many, many tirots in this. The Drosh HaSaran goes v'nahapachu. He takes it and he uses the kashas, the teres. I don't know how many of you know the Drosh HaSaran. There's a great answer to the Drosh HaSaran. Drosh HaSaran says that if Moshe would have been an electrifying speaker, right? A speaker, a mesmerizing speaker, then people would say, oh, you know why he has such an impact? Because he speaks so unbelievable. I knew a fellow, a rabbi, he was such a good speaker, that he used to make an announcement that was interesting. When he would say, Mincha is going to be this time, and there's going to be a lady shiur over there. And he was geschmack to listen. He really was very good. He actually spoke nicely too, but I'm just saying he was so charismatic that it was geschmack to listen to him. He could say anything. The ladies' auxiliary, they're going to be having a bazaar. Gewaldig, ha, bazaar. It's geschmack to listen to him. Zok the Drosh HaSaran, the Rabbanu Shem Davka made that Moshe Rabbeinu's speech wasn't good. So that it became clear that it's not the delivery, it's what's being delivered. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no confusion. Nobody could say, oh yeah, he's a good speaker. A good speaker. It's good material. The material is what's selling itself. Not the speaker's ability in delivering the message. There's a lot of tirutz. The Ramban says a fascinating thing. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to always remember, always remember the nace that happened. He had a nace with Yisrael. By Pari, he had a nace where the Malach moved over his hand. He took the coal instead of the gold. And that saved his life. He wanted to never forget. So therefore, he dove into the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he should never get cured. He should always remember when he opens his mouth the nace. Not only that, by Matan Torah, everybody got cured. It says before Matan Torah, anybody had a problem, they got cured. If they had a problem with their leg, their arm, their eyes, their hearing, Matan Torah cured everybody. Not Moshe. Because Moshe davened that he shouldn't get cured. So I'll tell you, there was a Holocaust survivor that immigrated to Eretz Yisrael. And this Maisa I heard about when I was a Boch in Eretz Yisrael, learning in Eretz Yisrael. Many years ago, he jumped off the train, okay, and he got saved. he ended up with a problem with his leg. He got injured when he jumped off the train, but he ended up getting saved. He was one of those people that survived in the woods. He ended up getting saved. He immigrated to Eretz Yisrael. He had a brace on his leg, and he always walked with a limp. When he was in Eretz Yisrael, they came up with a cure, a surgery that they could do to cure his problem, and he'll be able to walk regular. His family wanted him to do it. He didn't want to do it. He said, I don't want to do it. He says, I want to remember the nace. So they told me he should go. His wife wanted him to do it. He didn't want to do it. They went to Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv told him this Ramban, that Moshe wanted to keep his problem. Rav Eliashiv said he should not do the surgery. Rav Eliashiv would have told him that if he wouldn't have wanted, but that's what he wanted to do. Rav Eliashiv, that's what you want. You have a basis to feel the way you want, what you want to do. So that's an inyan here that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made, that she should remember, and the Vlad should remember, the son of the Isha Shulama should remember, that he's a product of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that's why he remained weak. We're going to go into why. Why was this so important for him to remember? But I want to tell you like this. This could give us now a new explanation why the Torah says over here that Elisha told her to go away with her son, with her household. So I brought down from the Rinas Yitzchok, he wants to learn that because the child was weak, that's why they couldn't stay in the area where there was a hunger. It was more dangerous for them to stay there. That's how the Rinas Yitzchok learns over here. That's how he explains why Dafka the Isha Shunamis was told to leave, even though everybody was in the same matzav, it wasn't just her. So he says here like this, he says, Kevon Shanisha Chole, Mishum Hachi Omar Lo Elisha Lo Seis Lechutzlaos. That's why he told it to leave. It wasn't really Chutzlaos. Ki Mesukin Levlad Lishoya B'Shnei Sarov. It would have been dangerous for the child to stay because he was Shrach. The reason why I didn't like this Teretz is I'm sure there were many other Cholim in Klal Yisrael. Elisha could have told anybody, has somebody at Shvach, go leave. Why did he tell her? So I'll tell you another idea. This past Shabbos in Shul, by Shalosh Shudis, I asked the Olam, the Kasha of Rabbi Yankiv, why it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, doesn't say who his father was. Doesn't say who his mother was. It says a man, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, a man went from Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi. Doesn't say who they were. It's just as his father was a Levi, his mother was a Levia, and they had Moshe Rabbeinu was born. What's the kasha? Why doesn't it say who they were? Why doesn't say who they were? Such yes? Everybody knows Rav Eliashiv, the Chananical of the Leshen. The famous Mukubal, the Leshen. Right? Why? Because the Leshen explains to us who Rav Eliashiv was. And Rebbetzin Knievsky, Olei HaSholem Batsheva Knievsky, was a daughter of Rav Eliashiv. And a granddaughter of Rabbi Levine, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Of course, we understand that tells us who these people were. So why in the world doesn't the Torah tell us who Moshe Rabbeinu's father was? The God Lador. Amram was the God Lador. Yocheved was the leader in the generation for the woman. So Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were the greatest people in Klal Yisrael. Why doesn't the Torah say, Vayelech Amram, Vayikach Es Yocheved? And they had Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Rabbi Yankiv's kasha. Good kasha, no? Imagine you reading a biography by Rabbi David Feinstein, the son, Talmud Muvik, the son of Rabbi Moshe. Very choshev apoysik today. Imagine you reading a biography about him, and it says, a man married a woman, and they gave birth to Rav David Feinstein. What? Shugin Kabbalai. Hamoshe. But the Torah does the same thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach ish bas Levi. That's it. Want to tell you who it is? Chav Noyim, you have pshat. Doesn't bother you? It always did, or now it just started now? So Rabbi Yankiv said, pshat is that we have to know that in our religion, in the Torah's emes that we have to know that a person is not born into their madrig. You have to develop it. It's not like the Lahavdil, the other, they believe, you know, people are born very funny ways when they have to be holy, right? Oy say ish. Doesn't really have a father, whatever it is, I got some mice. We believe that every person has to develop into what they are. The Mela, the Torah Dafka didn't say that Amram married Yocheved and from there came Moshe. Because then you think, oh, Moshe was born that way. No. Moshe had to make himself. He wasn't just born that way. That's a Yankiv's pshat. But I said over another possible pshat. And that's why I think is pshat here by the Isha Shunamis. I said another pshat. I said like this. I said, there's a Musa Haskell about Moshe Rabbeinu being born that nobody even thinks about. You should be thinking about. Amram was the god Lado. As I talk to Gemara. The Gemara says in Saita, Amram, god Lado. He was a god Lado. Okay. So Amram made a decision that everybody should end their marriages. Because since Pari was Goyzer, that the kids have to be thrown into the river. And the marriages, right? Zok the Gemara, Omar Amram the Girish is Ishtay. Amram got up and he separated from his wife, got divorced. Omdu kill Kulam the Girish is Ishtay. Which, by the way, it tells you what kind of God Amram was. What kind of God Ladon. Imagine today if some Rav would get up and say, you know what? Everybody should get divorced. Who's going to listen to him? Who's going to listen to him? You have to be. Amram was such a God Ladon. That everybody listen, Omdu Kulam Vigel Shunishai say. Now listen what happens. His little daughter, his 3-year-old daughter, comes over to him. Ta, I hold what you're doing is worse than Pari. Pari the God of Chavit. That's good. You're the God of Lado. Your 3-year-old girl comes into the office, she doesn't even make it to the top of your desk. You're sitting by your desk with all your Svarim. With a delegation of Rabbonim and little, hi, Daddy. I think you made it worse than Kanan and Pari. Zis Kait, you're not being so Zis now. Get out of my office. Go to your room for an hour. When you ask me, Mechili, come back. The Kavlado! That doesn't bother you? That didn't always bother you? Now it does, right? What does Amram do? He listens to his daughter. She has a point. Tells the Rabbonim, Rabboisai, the Tochter zogt gut. She's right. A new Kol Koyre goes out to Klal Yisrael. All the newspapers, Kol Koyre, signed by the God Lador Amram. My daughter was Mahirim me. My 3-year-old daughter was Mahirim me. That I gotta change it. Is that pretty amazing? That's the biggest godless of Amram. The biggest godless of Amram is, you know how Moshe was born? That Amram was able to lower himself to his 3-year-old daughter to be Makabu what she had to say. Yeah? Musa Haskell. Zok the Torah. Avada Amram was a God Lador. But Moshe was only born because Amram was able to be a posha to eat. Vayelech ishmi basically. Vayikach es bas levi. A God Lador wouldn't do it. If a God Lador walks up, but a God Lador, I made a psak, that's it. That's enough. I made my psak. Vayelech ishmi basically. You want how Moshe was born? Amram didn't act like he was a God Lador. He listened to the Eitzer, his little daughter. Yocheved also was a Gedolah, was a leader in the generation. She also. That's an unbelievable thing. That's how a Yid has to be. A Yid has to always know he has to listen. He has to makabel. That's the biggest level of leadership. The biggest madrega of leadership is to be makabel, is to accept what somebody else has to say. You're not too big to accept what somebody else has to say. That's the biggest madrega you can have. Rabbi Yankov always used to say, the greskeit von a mensch, the greatness of a person is measured auf sein kleinigkeit. The greatness of a person is measured in how low he can go. How low he can go. How much he can make himself humble, that's how great he is. Okay? We have now a president, Lahavdol Favdol, Spinatom Benatol. He can't admit to anything. Nothing. Everything's gewaldic. ISIS is gewaldic. Everything is great. Strategy is gewaldic. The country is gewaldic. The health insurance is gewaldic. Kol Asher Toroy is gewaldic. That's the opposite, Madrig. That's the Vayelech president, Vayikach, as his insurance policy. Vayosem Oisei Kesa Malchus Boroishei. Lahadlal Favdos, the Torah tells us, what's leadership? To lower yourself. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi. He lowered himself. And that's how Moshe was able to be born. From there Moshe came. That's the biggest yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's yichus. That he came from a father that was able to lower himself. Now, the mila that has is endless. How much you could grow. When you know you're not there, when you know you have what to learn, you could keep on growing. But besides for that, you're protected then from the dangers that confront you. The biggest danger in life is when you don't know something's dangerous. You don't know it's a danger. I was watching recently a clip. They had a video clip that was sent as an email. The danger of texting. Somebody told me that Reb Chaim said that if you text while you're driving, shvichas dam. Somebody said that. So now I started giving my phone to my children in the car to finish the texts. But that's Reb Chaim. Yankee is very good at it. Shalom if you. Shalom's Mac, but he doesn't do texting. Even with my phone. Lamai said, I saw a video clip they sent an email out. Pachat Pachotim. People are dying every day from texting. Not just in cars. People texting while they're driving. They had a video clip of people walking while they're texting. One guy just went onto the track. He was by the subway. He's busy. How are you? Laugh out loud. Whatever they put over there. LOL. PG Mem. Whatever they do. He walked right onto the track. Right? And you, when you're watching the clip, you realize you're about to tell. The guy doesn't see what's going on. He's walking onto a track. He doesn't know from nothing. He's busy. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what hit him. Then they had a video clip of a guy in the city. A bus, a city bus, just ran him over. He just was, he's going like that. He walks right into it. Okay. The biggest danger is when you don't know that there's a danger. That's the biggest danger. There's a lot of dangers. But the biggest danger is if you don't know if it's dangerous. Then you're the most susceptible. So when you're humble and you're makabel, number one, you grow, as we're saying, and number two, you protect yourself. Kemen Zoganaze. The Isha Shunamis, because her son, like Reb Chaim Brisk said, because he remained weak, and he remembered that he was a product of Tchias HaMesim, he knew the dangers. Because he knew the dangers, he was less a sakana to go to Eretz Plishtim. That's why Elisha was able to allow them to leave, because they were more protected. Why were they more protected? Because they knew that they had a weakness. And that's why it says over here, Elisha told the woman, Asher Hechya is Bano. Because they knew their weaknesses, they were the most protected. Somebody who knows that they're weak, they're protected. Somebody who doesn't know they're weak, they're more dangerous. So in a way, your weakness is your strength. Just like I'm telling you, your humility is your greatness, and your weakness is your strength. And that was with this. That was the pshat. That's the reason why she was able to go. Now it answers our last kasha. We asked why it says logor. Because she knew she was weak. when she went to Plishtim, she never integrated. Remember we said? Loyarad Yankel Avinu Lishtakeh Hashemela Logor. Over here the Navi says she went Logor because she knew there was a weakness. They knew they can't, they shouldn't integrate by the in the Goyish environment. The male they remain protected. Hmm? That's tomorrow.